How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You've already booked your trip. You're going with your buddies. You're going with your family. That was a circle date on the old calendar, September the 27th, Georgia hosting Alabama. So I got my dinner set, my tailgate set, and then the announcement comes down yesterday, 7:30 kickoff, y'all, under the lights at Sanford Stadium. Electric is an understatement of the world.
Yeah, there's no way Georgia-Bama was not going to be a night game, just given the fact that CBS doesn't own the SEC anymore. Now, I don't know later in the year what's going to happen, but listen, this is going to be one of those September nights with Bama in those classic uniforms and the tradition that is Georgia and the struggles against Bama at home, especially under the lights, right? I was there under the lights one night, then it was the rain. It was the rain game, whatever it is.
I thought that was a daytime game, the rain game.
That might have been.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was a 3:30 start on that one. So understand the 3:30 starts on CBS are now Big Ten games. So our buddy Brad Nessler, forget it. We don't care about who their games are, right? So ESPN putting this game, or is it ESPN or ABC? They didn't say yet,
ABC.
Right? ABC.
Okay. ABC 7:30. I'm going to go through the schedule. I kind of think you're poo-pooing this announcement a little bit because you bring up the other games. Texas is flexed, and so is Ole Miss. So those are your two other big ones.
But when you say flexed,
that means it's either going to be 3:30 or at night. It says, and I'm looking at it in front of me, that ESPN and ABC get to decide. So
yeah,
just such a big deal, why didn't they already say 7:30?
Because Sandra, it's 11 games into the season. Like, you don't have to pick it now. Like, what if LSU's undefeated and LSU's playing, Texas A&M that night or something, whatever. Point being, they don't have to decide yet, but every big game, that's the point. ESPN and ABC owns the biggest games. And they're going to put them on at night because prime time is going to do better, which is why last year the Texas game was at night, the Bama game was at night. Was the Ole Miss game at night when we got smoked? It might have been as well, but definitely like the big games will be at night. I don't know. I'm just saying we've already been planning the baby Sophie and company, like how are we getting in and out of there? You're going to be getting home at 2-3 in the morning. That's going to be part of it. It's going to be 3-night minimums at the most expensive rates in the history of Athens, and it's never going to be better than right out of the gate. We don't know what Texas and Georgia's records are going to be like. That's in November.
November 15th. Let me just go through this quickly. So Marshall and Austin Peay, 3:30 games.
Both those games are 3:30. Mm-hmm. Did they announce what networks are on?
Yeah, ESPN is Marshall. SEC Network is Austin Peay. At Tennessee, September 13th is a 3:30 ABC game. You got a bye week on September 20th, and then the 27th against Alabama is your 7:30 ABC. The next week at Kentucky is noon at home, ABC or ESPN. The Auburn game is at night, but they haven't said what time. So that could be anywhere from 6 to 8, and that will be determined as far as the network as well. I told you Ole Miss is flexed. The Florida game is 3:30. Mississippi State is noon. That's at. Texas is flexed. Charlotte.
That's at Stark.
Mm-hmm. Noon. ESPN.
At Starkville, okay.
Yep. Then Texas is your flex game. November 22nd is Charlotte, 12:45 on the SEC Network. And then the Georgia Tech game on Black Friday is 3:30 in the afternoon.
I love it.
It's fantastic.
At Mercedes-Benz.
Exactly.
A home game for Georgia Tech.
On Black Friday after Thanksgiving.
That is
so
really
fun.
Cool, depending where Tech is. Do you see, Joe, to my point about ABC picking the biggest game, ABC made a decision to not put Tennessee-Georgia in prime time, right?
Florida-LSU is the prime time game on that night. That, which, by the way, that's going to be an epic sports night. Canelo versus Bud Crawford is also going to be that night on Netflix, one of the biggest boxing matches in many years. So it's going to be a great day.
Yeah, so think about, how many times they're going to put Georgia in prime time. ESPN, ABC probably saying, at some point, we got to get LSU and Florida Georgia, Florida will probably be
3:30,
right, as you said.
Every single game is set except for those two.
Yeah.
And the Auburn is at night. We know that much. We just don't know the exact kick. So it's going to be so exciting. And I am finally getting just like, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Time.
Talking about
so
the Falcons.
So my VRBO at the lake, Oconee, which y'all is 45 minutes from Athens, has been booked for, I want to say, since January for all of these home weekends.
When you're going to buy a property at the lake post-COVID and move there, could you maybe let me know next time? Because, or you should have bought even more, right? I mean, how well is that thing doing?
Now
with Georgia never being bigger than it is right now.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.